Yo, we're back here again. Another Wednesday. We're just coming out of break, and we're here with Coach Lentz again. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Since the last time we talked right before Christmas break, we had the Ben Davis Holiday Classic in the game against Roncalli. We'll start with the Classic. The first game, you played Terre Haute South, and I think you got at least a 30-1 at one point there in the first half. So what happened there against Terre Haute South?
Well, we got off to a really good start. Our kids were ready to play, we didn't have to make an hour and a half drive early in the morning to get here. That probably had something to do with Terre Haute kind of starting off kind of flat, and they weren't really prepared for our pressure, and things just kind of steamrolled from there.
Yeah, they finally picked it up in the second half. They finally started getting on their feet, and they played a lot better. But ultimately, the Giants got the win. I think it was 74-28 was the final in that game.
Yeah, that was.
And then the second game against Terre Haute North. Terre Haute North hung in there about for most of the game until the end. They did a good job against us, but ultimately we still got the win. So what happened against Terre Haute North?
Well, Terre Haute North is a more disciplined team. They kind of stick with what they know. They only do certain things, and they didn't panic under our pressure. And so it was a little bit slower, kind of. We slowly built the lead, and I think finally wore them down more than anything else. We're deep enough that we can throw a lot of people at you and keep the pressure up, and teams do tend to get tired, especially in that case. It was the second game of the day, and I think we wore them down quite a bit toward the end to kind of make the difference at the end.
Which they were a very good three-point shooting team, and I don't think they did so well against us in the three-point shooting department.
Well, we work on trying to close out against people. You part of defense is keeping them from scoring threes as well as twos and not sending people to the line. But so we worked on closing out, and we try to keep up pressure and speed the game up. And a lot of people aren't comfortable, in any way when the game goes faster than what they're used to. And if we make them shoot faster, then they're hopefully not going to hit as well.
Well, the last game for the Lady Giants was a 74-70 defeat to Roncalli down at Roncalli. Tell us about that game, Coach.
That was really a good game. I'm sure it was a great game to watch if you're just an interested spectator. The fun game to be a part of in many respects. We had certainly had our chances. We're really, really close to, they're, depending on which poll you look at, they're either number four or number six in the state. They've got a definite Miss Basketball candidate in Carcero, and she's the real deal. And there we are, we lost by four, had the lead in the second half at times. On their floor, it's going to be awfully hard to win. They're a smart team, and like I said, we're awfully, awfully close. We've played several really good teams in the state to very close. Lost to Lawrence North in overtime. Roncalli lost by 10 in the county tournament when we didn't have two of our starters, and we go to their place and lose by four. We're just right there. We just got to find a way now to start getting over the hump because we got some really good teams coming up.
Yeah, like you said, very good teams coming up. North Central, the next game on your schedule, a very big game in terms of MIC implications. Tell us about North Central, Coach.
They're pretty good. They're very young, and they're pretty good. They got a freshman point guard. They've got a couple of sophomores that do a lot of play for them. A very big post player, 6'5", goes about 240. She's quite a load inside. She's got some decent hands too. It's not like she's just big. And they've had an up and down year. Sometimes they play very well and they're awfully impressive. And sometimes they kind of wonder, where'd they go? But at their place, that they're going to be quite a load for us to handle. I think we're up to the task. I think we as long as we maintain our confidence and our philosophy of playing extra hard and, really exerting ourselves on defense, that I think we'll be right in the game.
Well, one thing that I saw was you guys did a fair job against City Dodd for Warren Central. Are you going to take anything from guarding her to the North Central game?
The same things. Keep the pressure on everybody else, and if there's enough pressure on the perimeter people, they won't be able to get the ball inside as well as they normally want. And so then you block her out and keep her off the boards, and that's about all you can do. We're also going to, which is our normal thing, we're going to try to run as much as possible and keep her from playing on the post. If we run enough, she'll end up playing between the free throw lines instead of around the basket.
Well, that helps. Thanks again for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Well, that's it for us with Coach Lentz. We'll be back same time next week on Wednesdays. Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.